What's good, y'all? Welcome to Trippy Chronicles. I'm jumping right in today, head first, diving in. I want to fucking talk about dating and sex outside of my race. I like this subject because everybody has a different opinion. Some people are with the shit, some people are not. I'm one of the people that's with the shit, so this is going to be from a black woman's perspective. I like dabbling outside of my race. I don't see color. If I like you, I like you, like, period. So I've dated black men, I've dated white men, and I've dated Hispanic men. So today I'm just going to share my experiences dating outside of my race. So I ain't mean to heavy breathe on y'all like that, because I'm all just talking about black men. I get on my fucking nerves, but I love y'all. That's the thing. Like, I love black men. I'm black, so of course I'ma support my black men, but some of the decisions y'all be making and some of the moves just be, y'all really be on some anything shit. But it's still some good black men in the world. The biggest conception I feel like is about black men, that all black men have big dicks. Absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not. Like, no. I think that's what white women think. Because black women, we know what's up. A dick is a dick. I mean, I don't think it has a race thing to do with it. I don't know. I heard Asians had small dicks. I don't know how fucking true that is. I'm not into Asians, so I don't fucking know. But, dick has got the best dick. I feel like everybody can agree. If you're a black woman and you've ever fucked with a hood nigga, that's all they really good for is some dick. I don't know what it is. I don't know if y'all be huddling and talking about shit in y'all environment while y'all on the block. I don't know. I didn't fucking know. But I don't think I've ever had bad sex with a hood nigga. I don't think I've ever had bad sex with a hood nigga. Even though I like to venture outside of my race, I still love my black men. Even though y'all do dumb shit and y'all blow the fuck out me and I be wanting to blow y'all the fuck up, I still love y'all. That's still, black men are always going to be home base for me. So once I go whatever, no, that don't mean I'm staying. I be lying. No, I'ma always go back to black men. I mean, if I marry all my race outside of my race, then that's just what it is, whatever. But you know, black men is definitely home base. But anyway, another thing, well, the hood niggas give good dick. That was a con. I mean, a pro. A con is that y'all just dirty. Like, black men, I know that all races cheat. All racist shit. I do know that. Like, just because you white, that don't make you faithful. No. White niggas, white people cheats. But black men, I feel like y'all be off the leash with it. Like, y'all be straight giving out community dick. Like, really embarrassing a bitch. Like, I'm thinking about Brandy on Basketball Wives. And I read on Instagram that, or somewhere, maybe it was on Ayana Fix My Life, the little preview. I don't know. But her husband cheated on her 50 times. 50 times? And who knows, like, I don't know that. 50 times? I think he's lying. I think it's more. But I don't know. Let me not throw that on that man. But that's ridiculous. Like, we supposed to be married. What the fuck is vows? What the fuck is vows anymore? Like, this is what we doing? Fuck vows, huh? See, because if you cheat on me 50 times, bruh, with the quickness, that's going to turn into a Lisa Left Eye Lopez situation. Period. You got me fucked up. We married 50 times? Oh. And I'm getting alimony, bitch. I'm getting alimony. Nope. We're done. And I'm taking all of your money. So I love my black man, but y'all could just be dirty as hell. I'm not gonna lie. But other than that, moving on to white men. So I've never dated a Patrick. Like, I've never dated a whole white dude. Like, I dated a mixed guy before, and I liked it. I thought it was cool because we were like polar opposites, and sometimes you just need that to balance out a relationship. I mean, we had similarities, but you could tell our backgrounds were different. We grew up different. His mom was white and his dad was black, and he used to skateboard. I guess that was the white in him. So that was enough white for me. I mean, and like when he cursed me out, it would be like proper as fuck. I'm sorry. It did used to be proper as fuck. But you got your point across. But yeah, I like white men. I'm gonna say mixed. I would date a white guy too, period. I like exploring. But what I got from it was white men are nasty. They're nasty as fuck in the bedroom, and I love that. That's why I would be quick to date a white man. My first experience getting my ass eaten was, you know, by the mixed guy. That was the white in him, because black men be like turning their nose at when you say something about that, or you know be like, you know, yeah, or I don't know, they just be acting mad funny. Some of them do all that and still eat your ass, which don't make sense. Like, why perp? That shit dumb. Anyway, white men are fucking nasty, and I love it. One thing about white men, and I'm not even talking about my ex, but just like the fashion, I don't know about the Dockers, the little Dockers. Is that the name of the pants? Dockers. With the duck shoes and shit and the fucking polos. Like, yeah, maybe if you're going to the golf course, but like, I don't know. I would have to have some say in what he's wearing. That, yeah. But, I fuck around have him dressing like a black dude. Like, hi, daddy. Yeah. I would fuck up a white boy's life. But anyway. Yeah. They nasty as fuck. I feel like they do. They be down with whatever in the bedroom. And I love shit like that. The first time I got my ass eaten, I was so fucking scared. Like, bitch, I was really scared because, like, that shit felt so weird or whatever. But then it was just like, oh my god, I don't know, I kind of feel like if you eat my ass, you love me. I don't know that shit. And then I started liking that shit too. It's not a requirement, like you don't have to do it. Like, you have to eat pussy, but you don't have to eat my ass. Like, oh no, the first time my butt cheeks got real tight. And you know what, white men, speaking of tight butt cheeks, white men love anal sex. Like, when I be watching porn, they be like really into. I'm sorry, and I know a lot of my friends, like a couple of my friends, they's with the shits too. I don't like it. That shit feels like fucking rape. I don't care. Like, I don't know if it's because I be so tense up or my butt cheeks be like too tight. I don't know. But that shit hurt. I do not like anal sex. Like, period. That's some shit that if I try to even attempt it, I fuck with you, because I do not like that shit. That shit wouldn't be for my pleasure. That's for fucking sure. I don't like that shit. But anyway, yeah, the white dudes are nasty. Like, I like the way they eat pussy too. Well, just judging off the experience that I had, because I saw God when he ate it. Like, that's how good it was. Like, my soul left my body. I think I had an out-of-body experience, like, on some real shit. It's never happened to me before. Never fucking happened to me before. When I tell y'all, addiction. Anyway, let's move on to, last but not least, the Hispanics. And I just recently, like, started fucking with Hispanics. Growing up, I always felt like they was creepy. I don't know if it's because I was always seeing a little construction man. They was like mommy with the goat-ass grills. And Mexican, Hispanic men be short. And that's who, like, some of them be real cute. Like, I ran into a real cute one or whatever. But fuck you, he was fine as shit. Lord, he had the little man bun and he had just had my little shit gone. Like, you know, like, I thought that I was about to, like, I'm like, man, I'm not fucking with no more black dudes. I'm fucking with all Spanish niggas. Hey, papi. Like, I'm not ever going back. Like, that's how, that's how sprung that nigga had me. Like, but one thing about them, no se habla español. I don't speak Spanish, and they do. So, I don't trust them. Nope, I don't trust them. I don't speak Spanish. I don't understand what the fuck you're saying when you're around me talking to whoever the fuck you're talking to on the phone. I'm scared. I'm really scared. Like, this is some MS-13. I can't trust nobody that's speaking another language. Because I know for... this is sidebar. I know facts in the nail salon, yeah. They be talking mad shit about us right in front of our face. Like, fuck... Like, straight up, fuck you. And I always say I want to learn whatever... Would they speak Vietnamese? Because most of them are from Vietnam. They be talking mad shit. And one day I'm gonna do a little translation, because y'all got me fucked up, and they would be fucked up if I start speaking shit in their language. They be real fucked up. Ladies know what the fuck I'm talking about. They be sitting there talking shit, like the whole nail salon, like all the workers, they be gang all that shit in the middle of the floor, like, and we give them our money. That's why I start fucking with them. They disrespectful and they overcharge you. So let's get to the sex with the Spanish. I love sex with Spanish men. Let me tell you why. They are, like, really passionate. They got, like, a whole another type of sex game. Like, they're really passionate. They really be into it. Like, they'll look you in your fucking eyes the whole time and don't fucking love you. But look you in your motherfucking... Basically, like, I guess you could say make... I don't know. It's like they make love to you and fuck you at the same time. God, I loved it. I don't know. Ugh, Lord. They be real deep too, like balls deep, look you right in your fucking eyes, like they love you, knowing damn well they don't. I've done it to people before, so it's cool. But and we'll fuck whatever. They just like the fuck, like, ugh. Choke you up, you know, run their fingers through your head, like really be on some Ghost of Angela shit. That's how bitches want to be fucked. Bitches want to be fucked like Ghost be fucking Angela. Like, that passionate shit. Like, you can tell that nigga love her. And it's all about her. Like, it's all about pleasing her. I'm telling you, fellas. If it's any niggas listening to my podcast right now, that is how we want to be fucked. Every time. I mean, it could be some quickies or whatever. But, like, if you love me, yeah. Yeah, do it just like that. But back to the Spanish, they get your ass pregnant real quick. Fuck around with 10 babies. Every time I see somebody Spanish, the family is goddamn big. But, and then I love Mexican food too. I love Mexican food. So that was another plus. But I didn't even get that far. I really wanted the taco. I was really looking forward to that. But anyway, Spanish men, they're yes if they're not creepy. I would date another Spanish dude. I would date all three of these races I'm talking about, clearly. I'm burnt the fuck out. Anyway, brings me to the end of my show. I'm done ranting today. I just wanted to get that my experiences out there. And just, like, what do you think about dating outside your race? Like, are you with the shits or are you not with the shits? You know, I feel like you only live once. And you should just try everything. Date outside your race. Have fun. Live a little. Like, come out of your shell. Like, come out of what you're used to. Sometimes when you step out of the box, you end up getting what you want. And that's facts. So, just like them white women who take all our fucking black men. Our token black men. But I'm not going to talk about that. I said what I said. I be seeing y'all in the restaurant. Thanks taking all our black men. But I forgot to say something about white guys. Even though I would date outside my race, and I would talk, you know, with a white guy, I really feel like white guys do not like black women as much as black men like white women. I don't know if it's our attitude or we just like we too much for them. And let me tell you what they definitely don't like. They definitely not gonna date no fat black girl. How many white dudes have you seen date a fat black girl? They don't like fat girls. I'm convinced. Not fat black girls, maybe a fat white girl, but I'm convinced. That's just my fucking theory. That's just how I see it. But I don't know. I know I can't be the only one who noticed that. Like, black men tend to mess with white women way more than white men tend to mess with black women. They scared. They fucking scared of us. But anyway, that concludes my show for today. Have a good one.